At least four people have been killed and up to 80 injured in a stampede at a football stadium in the Iraqi city of Basra. It happened at the Basra Stadium ahead of the final of the Arabian Gulf Cup between Iraq and Oman. Mahmoud Abdelwahid has more from Basra.
Four Iraqis dead, 20 suffocation cases and about 80 injured, according to the Iraqi Football Association. The stampede happened as football mad fans, especially Iraqis, they took their way towards the gate of the Palm Trunk Stadium, which is allocated to host today's match, the final between Iraq and Oman. Many people, Iraqis, have been driving from several provinces across Iraq towards Basra, towards the sports city.
Nationwide strikes against President Emmanuel Macron's proposed pension reforms are underway in France. The government announced plans to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. Unions have joined protesters, saying the move is an assault on the welfare system. Railways, schools and refineries will be affected by workers walking off the job. Israeli forces have killed two Palestinians during a raid in the occupied West Bank. They were shot in a refugee camp in the northern city of Jenin. This brings the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces this month to 17. And Israel has released one of its longest-held Palestinian-Israeli prisoners. Maher Yunus was in jail for about four decades. He's now back at home in Ara, Israel. He was convicted of kidnapping and killing an Israeli soldier back in the 1980s. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced she's stepping down next month. That's after 5.5 years in office. She says she doesn't have the energy or inspiration to seek re-election in October. And Chinese President Xi Jinping says he's concerned about COVID-19 spreading in the countryside as millions head home for the upcoming Lunar New Year celebrations. Concerns are growing for the elderly who might be exposed to the virus.
Hey everyone, Sami Zeidan here from Essential Middle East. On this week's show, we're going to ask who's sending weapons to Yemen and why.